Hachette Audio presents Pop Goes the Weasel, written by James Patterson, read by Michael Kramer.
Dedication. This is for Susie and Jack, and for the millions of Alex Cross readers who so frequently ask, "Can't you write faster?" Prologue. 1. Jeffrey Schaefer, dashingly outfitted in a single-breasted blue blazer, white shirt, striped tie, and narrow gray trousers from H. Huntsman & Sons, walked out of his townhouse at 7:30 in the morning and climbed into a black Jaguar XJ12. He backed the Jag slowly out of the driveway, then stepped on the accelerator. The sleek sports car rocketed up to 50 before it reached the stop sign at Connecticut Avenue in the posh Kalorama section of Washington, D.C. When Schaefer reached the busy intersection, he didn't stop. He floored the accelerator, picking up more speed. He was doing 65 and ached to crash the Jag into the stately fieldstone wall bordering the avenue. He aimed the Jag closer to the wall. He could see the head-on collision, visualize it, feel it all over. At the last possible second, he tried to avoid the deadly crash. He spun the wheel hard to the left. The sports car fishtailed all the way across the avenue, tires screeching and burning, the smell of rubber thick in the air. The Jag skidded to a stop, headed the wrong way on the street, the windshield issuing its glossy black stare at a barrage of early oncoming traffic. Schaefer stepped on the accelerator again and headed forward against the oncoming traffic. Every car and truck began to honk loud, sustained blasts. Schaefer didn't...